Do you smile more than you frown? Answer honestly, what would your friends and family say? One of my favorite scripture verses is James 1:2. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, I know this is not a yay, I'm facing trials sort of countenance, but it is a choosing of how we view the trials. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all things. I know if I truly have a thankful heart, my face will show it. Remember the little song, if you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. Some of us need to remind our face that we're happy in Jesus. If the only way the world around us received the gospel was by our facial expressions, we'd be in big trouble. We have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. We have access to a peace that passes all understanding, and our faces often look like we ate a sour pickle. And that's in church on a Sunday morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength, we read in Nehemiah 8. So where's our joy when our schedule is interrupted? Where is our thankful heart when we are knocked out of commission with sickness? Where is our smile when change comes our way? We get all bent out of shape and our faces show it. Sadly, we are known more for our grumbling than we are for our joy. Today, I want you to choose joy. You may have heartbreak and pain in your life, but even in the midst, choose to see God in the middle of your circumstance. The peace you display, even through a simple smile, can be the very thing that causes someone to ask you, hey, why do you have joy in this moment? That's the hope we carry. We just need to show it more. My friend Patty reminded me we need to smile more recently through something she shared. I had never heard of it, but it's called the Duchenne smile. It's a smile that reaches your eyes, making the corners wrinkle up with crow's feet. It's the smile most of us recognize as the most authentic expression of happiness. When we smile, this kind of authentic smile, it can change our mindset. When we smile, it rewires the brain and our attitude toward life. It impacts the part of our brain that aids in decision-making, intellectual pursuits, calms you down, and helps you think things through in a rational way. Basically, smiling, an authentic smile, brings authentic joy, calmness, and helps you connect to others. It's no accident that a simple yet true expression of inner peace and joy has such an impact. Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Can you laugh without smiling? I don't think so. When our hearts are set on Jesus, people will see it. They notice it. It's our light that should be shining bright for the world. We are to be set apart and not discouraged by the headlines of the day, knowing God holds it all in His hands. I can choose joy. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A cheerful heart is reflected through a smile on your face. It's how we let our light shine in the middle of a sick and broken world. Friends, we have good medicine to freely give to those hurting around us. Sadly, we keep it to ourselves and grumble, frown, and mope way more than we smile, give thanks, show kindness, and have authentic joy. If you're having trouble finding your smile, maybe pray like David in Psalm 51 and ask the Lord today to restore the joy of your salvation. When we live out of that inner joy and unconditional love that only God gives, our face can't help but show it. That's the truth. Turn your frown upside down. It's good medicine we all need. I'm Lori Klein.